Up next, Luna talks with Anna Paulina Luna, part of the Gingrich 360 Network.
By now, everyone's heard about AOC's tax-the-rich Met Gala dress. Well, who says liberals get to have all the fun? Today, we unveil the antithesis gown and hear from its designer why a Filipino immigrant is conservative. This is Luna Talks with Anna Paulina. Welcome back, everyone, to today's special episode of Luna Talks with me, your host, Anna Paulina Luna. I have an incredible person who's joining us today. And after that viral image and dress that we really saw of AOC at the Met, this man is clapping back with all the fury. Without further ado, please welcome Andre Soriano to our show. He's an amazing designer. You might have recognized him from designing Joy Vila's MAGA dress that she wore actually to the Grammys. Andre, thank you so much for joining my show.
Hi, Anna. Thank you so much for having me on your show. I'm very excited.
Absolutely. So what is your story? I mean, I've been following your designs and you're actually one of the few designers that's actually willing to kind of bring politics into pop culture. How did that start?
Well, it all started actually when I migrated to America. I thought this country is land of the free. Mother is from the Philippines. We migrated here in the United States back in 1986 to have a great life. And then I went to high school and then I sold my first dress for $50. And then, oh my God, I want to be a designer. And then all of a sudden, you know, I went to college, did live an American life. You know, paying your bills, got an apartment, went to school, yada, yada, all that great stuff to be an American. And then I voted for different, presidents in America. And then I finally voted for President Trump. I didn't like the idea of the left and the narrative of hatred. You know, I grew up in this great nation that we live in. And, you know, it doesn't matter what kind, if you're a Democrat or a Republican, at the end of the day, we are all Americans. I just don't like the idea where the left are just too much right now, you know, and then I made the Trump, the Make America Great Again, President Trump won. And then I saw Madonna, at the March Women's March, you know, on TV, watching CNN and a lot of celebrities. They have a lot of following, and I didn't like the idea where they're using the platform of hatred that they hate Trump. You know, he's the leader of our great nation. It's a fair and square election. And I was just totally livid and I was disheartened. So I made the dress to, you know, that's why when Joy came out, she was wearing a white cape. Let's promote love. I told Joy, we're going to promote love. Because I already designed something for Joy. It's because she has a new album called Static. And I told her, okay, I'm going to make you this dress, like the sunrise, which is red, yellow, orange, that would totally encompass like her music. Because I always work with Joy with that. But at the same time, there is a need for our nation. Like, okay, why are they dividing our country? So I made a dress, I made a cape, and people are already anticipating what is Joy wearing. And I was kind of like, well, she kind of like gained weight. So I made her a cape dress. And then since I've been working with her at the Grammys, and then we really just want to reveal the world that we are at the side of President Trump, you know?
Well, so when that happened, I mean, it went viral. I remember actually, I think I was in college during that time and I saw the dress and I was like, that is the first time that I think anyone in Hollywood really came out and said, okay, not even just in a statement, but like literally a fashion icon, that dress is iconic.
What gave
you the inspiration for it? Because it literally is, I mean, it's a very glamorous dress. You had the blues.
Thank you. It's shiny, but how
did you visualize that? Is that something that you had thought about doing, or did it just kind of come with inspiration because you knew that you wanted to speak out and your guys' political ideologies?
I really wanted to speak out as far as on, you know, as an American, and we have a leader. He's the captain of the ship. He just won a week before the Grammys so he won, and then here's the Grammys, and I don't like the narrative of Robert De Niro, Ashley Judd, you know, and so on, celebrities, most importantly, Madonna. And it's like, you guys, you have a lot of followers because, you know, there's a lot of youngsters out there. It's an American culture. And, you know, like right now, you know, they're very influential. You know, and if you're going to influence someone with, you know, in the American pop culture, you know, at least if you don't like someone, don't embody the hatred and lure your audience to hate this person that haven't even had a chance to prove himself. You know, our gas prices went low. I have a lot of Democrat friends that, you know, doesn't like tweeting of President Trump. However, their mortgage, they made so much money when President Trump was in office.
He's amazing for business.
And then, yeah, he really is. And I thought that that's why he's so good for this great nation that we live in, because the Obama years, you know, they may have done good, like, for instance, having the gay community legal, you know, marriage. That's one aspect that President Obama did. However, President Trump has so many accomplishments, you know, that people don't research, that the media doesn't really show the world. And that's so aggravating, because they're lying to us, you know, as an American people. Like I said, coming here, it's the narrative of that at least we can help our countrymen in the Philippines, you know, sending money. I've seen so many immigrants, Vietnamese, Taiwanese, you know, from Kenya, that are love this great nation from all over the world, and sending money to help people, because we're the land of the free, home of the brave, most importantly. And look at what they're doing right now. We have 13 Marines that they're not even doing anything to do a memorial, you know. Did you see, like, Thanksgiving sale, like going to Chanel and breaking the glasses and getting all the Louis Vuitton bags in all big cities like Chicago, New York, San Francisco? You know,
I know. Tell me how robbing couture is now freeing you from oppression. I mean, if I haven't seen a hypocritical argument, that takes the cake. I want to ask you real quick about Nicki Minaj getting banned off Twitter, but I have to break for a quick commercial break. So everyone sit tight. We'll be right back. All right. Thank you, everyone, for staying with us through that commercial break. So as you know, Nicki Minaj, she's a Grammy Award winner. I mean, she's multi-platinum record singer and rapper. So she actually was recently kicked off Twitter because of the fact that she really, I think, broke lines with what the Hollywood, I think, ideology is, which is leftism. So, I mean, you obviously have been involved in the Hollywood circuit. You work with some incredible celebrities that are conservative. I mean, how do you think it was influencing, I think, society, the fact that Nicki Minaj was actually kicked off this platform because she didn't agree?
That's the double standard of what the left and I didn't even realize I have a TV show coming up, and they really chopped my head off in Hollywood just because the fact that I made a Trump dress. And I had like that me and Joy, we have death threats. You know, I was on Fox, and then it was just so fascinating. Like, what is wrong, like, being an American now? Like, I really moved. I love this country. I will kiss the grounds that I stood on right now, because it really, because of this country, I became a fashion designer. I have made a lot of accomplishment. It gave my family a platform to live a great life. And then on top of that, help out our, you know, our Filipino family that still live in the Philippines. It's just like so double standard, like for people to dictate, you know, there's so much corruption and stuff, and then they're brainwashing, you know, and it's just sad. It's the vastness of the universe, but all in all, I think God can only dictate what our lives are. But I didn't know how dirty politics is until I made the count.
Oh my gosh, let me tell you, politics is not for those that have a weak stomach. I can tell you, I've heard some. I mean, I'm in politics. It's great. It can get nuts.
I adore like you. I congratulations, by the way, for the congressional seat that you're running. We need more honest people in this country, you know. And Gavin Newsom, I mean, from Nancy Pelosi, they're like all corrupts. I'm sorry,
they're super corrupt.
You know, the sad part with the voters right now, like especially the new ones, like, because I was once young, like, oh, Obama's good, why don't you vote for him? It's like, oh, okay, maybe racism will be over. So I voted for him, you know, because I used to live in San Diego as well, and we have a lot of militaries. And as a youngster, we have like 9-to-5 jobs. We listen to our peers. So when you turn on the TV with negativity, like The View, which is all, you know, these women that's always on their menstrual cycle or whatever you call it, they just hate life. I'm sorry, but these women, they either need to get laid or something. They have to do something. They're just hateful, you know? And why don't they just like date someone or something? And Whoopi and like Joy Behar, that girl, I don't know. Like, I don't know. She's probably, she just needs some love. You know, we need to sprinkle them some love. You know, like going back to my story, when we turn on this TV, this is what you see, you know? And then you don't see the truth anymore. And that's so sad. That's why I love the conservatism, like Newsmax, like your show. And, you know, I mean, Fox and Friends is kind of like, you know, it's like a double tape on that one. You know, it's like two-sided part of the story. We love people that are honest in this country. I love Madison Cawthorn.
He's amazing. He really is.
They've been attacking him. I there's so many names to mention, but I'm so glad with Charlie Kirk, Turning Point USA, really teaching the youngsters of America. Those are the fiber. That's the fiber of this country and small businesses. You know, they killed so many businesses in New York City, all across our great nation and all across the globe because of this pandemic, which is over. You know, I'm just like, my God, it's my body. But why am I going to get like they're mandating, you know, me to.
Well, or, it's just so crazy. So like even then, right? So like we have this aspect of you're someone that when you think of someone who's typically in politics, the left tries to stereotype, but you're breaking those molds. Obviously you're a designer. Obviously you've worked with Hollywood. You are not boring by any means. Mm-hmm. I think if anyone needs a show, you're probably next because you are hilarious with what you said about The View. But you know, I have questions. So you clearly were one of the first designers, right? That had this dress. Then we see AOC at the Met. Do you think that she was copying you?
I highly believe like that because it's so funny. My partner, my husband, Papa Tom, he's like, Andre, you know, you are the first designer on planet Earth that did a campaign, an advertisement like with.
Literally, you were, yeah.
You know, with God's blessings, I am so, I'm just really moved. You know, it was indoctrinated at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So the gown is traveling. It's so weird because when you go to the whole museum and then here's the Trump dress, I'm like, oh my God, I started crying on my interview on NBC. Like, oh my God, I'm like, as an immigrant. And that's like a leap for me, you know. I appreciate the blessings and even Rihanna to find me amongst of all wonderful designers, fashion designers, and I end up in the 12 and I made 7 episodes. I mean, that's a big deal for me, you know. And just like, you know, I make sure, you know, with all the youngsters there, never give up to your dream, especially with what's happening in our great nation. You know, I love this country so much and so many influential people in my life, like women like you, you know, keep up the fight. No, seriously, Anna, I'm just like so grateful and honored just like being on your show. There's so many beautiful Americans that the media doesn't really put out there, you know. And this is one of the platforms. That's why I'm just like really happy. And all the conservative people, you know, by the way, changing the subject real quick, you know, a lot of conservatives are glamorous. We just don't shop at Walmart. You know, we, one, you know, some of us have Louis Vuittons sometimes, you know, or a Soriano.
So I told the listeners that I had kind of a surprise coming up and I didn't exactly tell them what that surprise was. Now they know that it's the dress because we're actually rolling that with the promo for the show. But I want to get into kind of that story of how this happened because for everyone listening, this dress really came about, I think, in 48 hours. I've never seen a designer work so quickly. I want to get into that story, but we have to cut one more time for our last commercial break. So everyone sit tight. We'll be right back. All right. So Andre, tell everyone the story about how the dress happened.
Anna actually called me and from with David Letterwood. It's like, hey, did you see that AOC dress at the Met Gala? I'm like, no. And then Tax the Rich, isn't it like $30,000 or $35,000 to go there? And then she has the audacity of wearing something. And then I'm like at the back of my head, wait, that's kind of just like a billboard, like what I did with the, you know. And so I almost kind of just like she came out to my head, like, okay, wait, she kind of like copied my idea, but it's okay. You know, I'm a little kind of like, whatever, but you know, I was flattered. And then Anna actually called me. So Andre, I have a little project for you. It's can I deliver it like 2 weeks from now? No, Andre actually have 48 hours. So Amo, can I have you 72? I'm like, no problem. But I finished it in 24 hours. But you know, but it's so close to my heart. That's why I did that dress for you, Anna. And I really love doing that project with you. And it's not just that, but the meaning of it, the depthness of the message, not just to our your listeners, but all across the world, because their socialism really kills. That's why we moved to this country, because you know, I have a lot of friends that are Venezuelan. That's why they moved to this great nation, because they are killing them and stuff. Like, you know, there's part of the world, you know, I know America is one of the great superpower. It's just like there's a spell that just happened that it was snagged, literally. But God knows that, you know, there's a yin and the yang, and always love always wins at the end of the day. So that's what I believe in.
That's such a powerful message. And I think that in general, you know, using your, because you're really an artist is what you are, and using your skills in a way that I think can be a hybrid with politics really resonates with the younger generation. I mean, the generation now realizes that socialism is a reality if we don't step up to the plate. And I think that that's why this Trump movement, which is not going anywhere anytime soon, has spread out to such a vast majority of Americans. And when you see what you've been able to do to kind of cross that over, it is important. It's important for the culture war. It's important to share those messages with a lot of people. It's visual. And so I'm just fortunate enough to have even made your acquaintance so that I could call you and say, hey, we have this idea. I'm glad that you're clapping back. You have a stronger backbone than I think many other Republicans that are elected to office, for the fact that you're willing to kind of put your name, your brand out there, and your designs out there. So if people want to order a dress from you, if they want to follow you on your social media, where can they go? Where can they order dresses? Give us some information.
This is actually official Andre Soriano on Instagram, and everyone can check andresoriano.com. And we're actually doing a charity fashion show right now that's coming on October 15th. We're tying it with National Children's Hospital. So if you guys want to kind of like donate or anything for a good cause, I really believe that children are our future. That's why I was disheartened when they did with Eric Trump's, you know, for St. Jude Children's Hospital.
Oh, they were attacking him. It was terrible.
Yeah. And that's really sad. You know, people shouldn't attack like children. And also on top of that, the you know, the school, like these kids, they're not learning anything, you know. That's why when I was at Turning Point USA, I was handing this out just to kind of just make sure
the pocket constitution.
Yeah, absolutely. So these are like the fiber that I've learned when I was in high school in this country. So it's so close to my heart. It's like in my heart of what really this great nation is all about, with the founding fathers and, you know, people that just like been here. You know, they should travel to really see poverty, you know, in other countries, of how lucky we are here in America. It's a push of a button. There's no like microwave to heat up your food in other countries. You know how fortunate we are here. And then, you know, when I'm in Hollywood, it's like, oh, Andre, my lips is not even, or my boobs or my cheeks. I'm like, girl, I almost want to tell this rich broad, like friends of mine, why don't you just like donate maybe that $12,000 boob job that you're going to do and donate it to, you know, a good cause. Yeah, you know what I mean? Instead, you know, and Pelosi, even, hello, how much is her ice cream? Remember?
She was my like, gosh, in her fridge. Her fridge was like a $30,000 fridge.
I know. I'm like, you know,
more than it's some just people's shows- cars.
It just shows how fridge that she is.
Well, I think I thank you so much for joining our show.
You're awesome.
We'd love to have you back. And honestly, the dress designer, Andre Soriano. He completely crushed it with the antithesis gown to the Met Gala. Thank you for joining us. And we look forward to having you back on.
Thank you, Anna. Peace, love, glamour, and fashion.
Before we go, I want to thank Andrew Soriano again for a great interview. And I want to thank you guys so much for listening. If you enjoyed today's show, please leave us a review and rate us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. To hear more of my episodes and get my weekly newsletter, go to Gingrich360.com/Anna. You can also find me on Parler, Twitter, Facebook, Getter, and Instagram at Real Anna Paulina. And a special thank you to producer Drew Steele, writer Eric Klingman, and executive producers Debbie Myers and speaker Newt Gingrich, part of the Gingrich 360 Network.